Donald Trump no longer facing any primary opposition. The focus tonight is on the Democrats' ongoing contest and the general election battle ahead.
The focus on West Virginia. The Clinton campaign believes they will lose that state. A bit ironic. 8 years ago, she won that state over Barack Obama by some 40 points.
Let's assume Bernie Sanders wins West Virginia tonight 60-40, right? Remember, 300-1. If he wins 60-40 because of the number of delegates at stake, it's a net gain of only 5 delegates. That's the problem for Bernie Sanders right now. It's the same rules that have kept him competitive. The proportionality of the Democratic rules make it hard for him to catch up right now.
Well, Trump easily wins without any opposition the Republican presidential primary in West Virginia.
The fact that West Virginia is Trump territory is really a perfect illustration of the kind of voter that he appealed to so successfully.
Bernie Sanders is the winner.
A lot of Clinton supporters say get out. Bernie Sanders supporters are energized. It's called the Daytona 500 for a reason. Let him feel he has every right to stay in the race because he still has a possibility. But it's very hard to see. He has to win 66% of the remaining pledged delegates just to catch her.
Right.
To beat her by one. It's very unlikely, but it's still crazy year. Let's play on.
Hi, I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for watching. We start with a quick update on the U.S. presidential nomination process. Voters in Nebraska and West Virginia went to the polls earlier this week to help nominate a Republican candidate for president. Businessman Donald Trump is now running unopposed. He won both states, and he is now 90 delegates away from the 1,237 he'll need to clinch the Republican nomination for president. He is expected to do that and become the party's nominee. For the Democrats, even though former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is still in the lead, it was her challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who won in West Virginia Tuesday. Nebraska had its Democratic vote back in March. So as of right now, former Secretary Clinton has 1,719 pledged delegates and 516 superdelegates. Senator Sanders has 1,425 pledged delegates and 41 superdelegates. A Democrat needs 2,383 delegates to win the party nomination.